Blog Talk Radio.
This goes out to my partner that passed away, Eugene Reckler, Robert Squirrel Lester, Pretty Old Jones. I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. There were birds, music, everywhere. Some of us play, oh, and some of us cry. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Woo. 10 feet tall. Oh, I was riding so high. What eyes of a child,
eyes of a child,
shining so bright.
Yes!
They were, come on, y'all.
Cold this day of my life.
Thought there was no other, no, 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 no. Lord, take away the pain.
Take it.
Oh, you know, let it fall like rain.
Take it.
And it couldn't be much worse down below. Down below, down below, down below, down below, down below, down below.
Just couldn't be there.
Down below. Thank you. Thank you. You're so beautiful, huh? I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. I tried to keep the past behind me, but she doesn't remind me she's gone. She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Come on, the God's son. Everybody sing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Oh, this day. Ladies and gentlemen, live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, Beverly Black presents James Diamond Williams of the Ohio Players. With Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights. This show is co-hosted by yours truly, I am Beverly Black. Produced by Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown. All these diamonds shining all up in here. Sponsored by the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica. By CEO, Mrs. Gwen Nix James. That's why I said CEO. Oh, now before we get this funk fest started, because if y'all don't already know who Ohio Players are, the Ohio Players are, it's too late to save you. It's already too late if you don't know who the Ohio Players are. That's why we're not doing a bio, but we will give this gentleman the opportunity to tell you all about himself. Now, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for our sponsors. So first, let's acknowledge them. Wait, I'm sorry. Before we acknowledge our sponsors, let us acknowledge today is September 11th, and this is the anniversary of the 2001 attacks on 9/11, the Twin Towers. So first we are going to have a moment of silence. We want to thank all of our service men and women and those that have fallen during the September 11th 2001 9/11 attacks on the Twin Towers. This is the 18th anniversary. Our producer, Daisy Brown, is a retired military personnel, a servicewoman. So I want to thank her for her service and for protecting the freedom that we so carelessly take for granted. And without further ado, I would like to present our producer, Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown, and she will have words as well. Hello, Queen. How are you?
I'm fine. Good evening, everyone. I'm just great, great, great. Thank you for that acknowledgement. Today is a bittersweet day, I think, across the world because of the 2001 incident, and you know, we lost so many people for no good reason. That's the sad part. You know, it was no good reason behind a disaster or tragedy that enormous. And I just want to say that I'm grateful that God has been a part of the healing process for so many families and persons who were injured or who suffered losses of relatives, dear loved ones. And we just need to be grateful that we were survivors of an incident such as that. And we just have to keep those people in mind, keep them in prayer, keep our country in prayer. That's important. We need to realize that this country is a great country, but sometimes we've got things going on that really shouldn't be happening. Our leadership, you know, question mark, question mark, question mark. That's all I have to say about that. But I just want to say thank you for pausing and acknowledging my service and my comrade's service and those who have fallen, as well as those who served prior to my father. And a lot of my family were veterans, and I'm just grateful that I was able to follow in those footsteps. And once again, thank you. And I do want to, before, I know I'm jumping the gun, but I want to welcome Mr. Diamond. Hello there.
All right. Well, you are jumping the gun because his mic is not open yet, but we definitely have him queued up and waiting. And we want to thank you for those sentiments. And we don't want to negate that there were also the fallen of the attack with the airplane in Pennsylvania, I believe.
Yes,
and
yes,
then also the attack on the Pentagon. And so I know we oftentimes focus just on the Twin Towers, but we also want to bear up and honor those that suffered during the plane crash, as well as the attacks on the Pentagon and their families as well. And we are going to have an additional moment of silence for those. Ladies and gentlemen, this September 11th on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, is brought to you once again by the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shylights home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shylights Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shylights Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shylights, at the Shylights Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
You know the name.
You saw their story on Unsung.
You remember the hits.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shylights featuring Marshall Thompson.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shylights have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now, here's a brand new book
from the only original remaining remaining member of this fabulous group. The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Thompson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with two number one hits and dozens of Billboard top 10 hits. The Shylights were forced to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Thompson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get to this fabulous show, you already know that James Diamond Williams and the Ohio Players represent a state in this nation. But now, we don't know Mr. James Diamond Williams' history, so we're going to bring him in like this. Once we get to the show, we're going to let him let us know where his roots come from. All right? So if I had my wish, I'd be watching the Ohio Players live like this. Know that they're from Ohio. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to delay you any further, but it wouldn't even be right to have the Ohio Players open for Marshall Thompson. So guess what? We're going to have Marshall Thompson open for James Diamond Williams. Now, that particular song is a message that we want to give to everyone in America, everyone around this nation, due to the tragedies, not only of 9/11, but of the Bahamas and all up and down the eastern coast, okay, for the hurricanes and now the tornadoes. So we're not going to leave anyone out of our prayers. And all that we're asking you to do is to hold on to your dreams.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, Soul School Music on Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul International family brand created, owned, and operated by of operating the channel. I don't want y'all to think I'm crazy. I'm really trying to stall, waiting for Mr. Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights to come sliding in the building. It wouldn't be right to bring on the guest, but I'm not going to continue to delay him any further. So when Mr. Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, arrives, I will let you know. But until he does, without further ado, still beautiful, black, and shining over there like the diamond that he is. I don't want him to be mad, y'all, when he get on here. Mr. Diamond Williams, live on Soul School Music. Welcome to the show, Mr. Williams. How are you?
Beverly, I did. You said you turned off my mic. You wasn't going to let me speak. Now, you know, I told you I was old. I done waited about 25 minutes. What are we here for, dear? I done forgot. Listen, first of all, I said, what is going on here? Listen, first of all, we want to acknowledge all of those. Listen, the fight goes on every day, not only on 9/11. There are those of us that are fighting for freedoms all over this country, in the military, of course, but those in the streets and the neighborhoods, black and mm-hmm. white people that are going down for the truth. And the enemy is prevalent, and he's always out there. So we pray not only for this day, but for all days that people are fighting for the truth and justice, that they get, you know, what they deserve, and that people that are doing injustice unto them get what they deserve likewise. Now, listen, I am here. I heard a question about what was I about and who was I about and how did I get started, and I was about ready to say it, but then there was another commercial, and then three songs. Then Daisy said hi, and I said hi back, but my mic was off. So I said, I'm not going to, but when they let me talk, I'm going to say a lot. I ain't going to let this keep going on like this. I ain't down like that. Y'all got the wrong one, baby. Now, listen here. I'm going to tell you a little bit about me.
Wait.
I don't think you're going to. No, I ain't going to wait no more. No loss. I'm not there. Wait. I'm going to get mine in. You ain't going to give me like this. No. I operate my phone. You operate your phone. My mic is on right now. I'm talking.
Oh,
hey,
God.
I'm talking. My goodness. What's going on here, ladies? All right, yeah, I'll wait now. I'll calm down, but I had to get that out. I'll calm down. We'll have a show. It'll be all right. I'll just do this periodically, okay? I'm a country boy.
Oh,
y'all just hold on. All right? All right. I feel better already. All right? This ain't a regular show, though. I know that already.
We're going to fade to fire by the Ohio players to reflect
please
how he's feeling.
Please do. When it smoke is fire, you know that. You know that.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all excuse me. I have never, ever in all these years on this show lost my composure. And I don't blame this man for losing his.
Well, y'all excuse me like that. If we apologize, let me say I'm sorry. I know I need to say that. I'm sorry. Okay? Daisy, I'm sorry. Y'all not going to ever have me again on this show. I know. Okay, I apologize. Okay?
You're
Daisy,
good with me.
Daisy, no, he ain't. He ain't sorry.
You're good with me. Okay, you're good with me.
He's good with me, too.
No, we're okay. We're okay. Right.
So, you know what? I should have told you when we talked to you yesterday that you can't talk to me like you talk to me on the phone, on the air. I will not be able to keep it together. Howsoever, I owe you that, but I'm going to pull myself back together, Mr. James Diamond Williams. We must.
You were so
but now,
you were so proper.
With all that delay, he said you were very proper in your delay, and I'm going to let you have it when you open this mic. You ain't going to never do me like that. We want to ask you to come back again. You're always welcome, but we're still having this interview. But, like, I want to acknowledge the door will never shut. I don't care what happens. Now, we did ask a question while your mic was muted. It is to go into your background And I still want to, I do want to sincerely apologize. We have never delayed a guest this long. Mr. Marshall Thompson told me earlier today that an engagement came up that he was going to come in at 15 minutes of the show. And so I said, okay, I got that part covered. You know, we got that covered. But now it's 29 minutes. I didn't have that part covered. So wherever Mr. James Diamond Williams went off at is his due just to go off. Now, Mr. James Diamond Williams, tell our audience where you're from. With all that heat and pepper you come with, you got to have roots more southern than Ohio.
Now, I tell you what. Now, all that was built up in about 17 minutes, so it didn't take long. But I come from Dayton, Ohio, which is like 52 miles from the southern border of Cincinnati and then Kentucky. I grew up loving drums from a young age, 8 or 9 years old, beating on pots and pans and stuff like that, and then started to play drums and took 12 years of private lessons, all-city orchestra, all-city band, summer music scholarships to Miami University in the summer throughout the high school, and then I got a full ride to Kentucky State University, music scholarship to Kentucky State University. I went there for several years, and I transferred to University of Dayton. And in my senior year of being at the University of Dayton, one, I'd gotten married to my lovely wife, of which I'm still married, my high school sweetheart. And two,
ooh, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I had a daughter who is now a Broadway director. So upon that, I was looking for a band. Excuse me?
All right. Congratulations.
So
we have to acknowledge these are huge accomplishments.
Well, it's just a little bit unusual for today, but, you know, I'm a little bit unusual guy. But anyway, I got a job with Ohio Players. The drummer got sick, and one of our guys in the band that had been in the band with me prior to going with Ohio Players suggested that they use me. That was in 1972, and right at the time before Funky Worm came out with Ohio Players. And when Funky Worm came out with Ohio Players, I was the drummer with the band. So I got a gold 45 for Ohio Players and for the Funky Worm. And then we recorded an album called Ecstasy on the Westbound label before we went over to Mercury and recorded Skin Tight, Fire and Honey and all those, you know, subsequent albums there. So I was right at the verge. And so that put me right after the spawn of all the doo-wop groups, such as Marshall Thomas and the Shylights and Dramatics and Delphonics and, you know, and all those groups, along with the Temptations, of course, and all those groups. We came right after that. In fact, they're probably the reason why bands started, because we saw those rascals taking all the women home, okay? All the doo-woppers, you know, they didn't care about the band members. Marshall probably didn't even know me, for real, because I was in the band. Okay, I wasn't a singer, and that's just how it was. I did a lot of shows with Marshall. He didn't know who I am. I looked at him. Everybody did, but he didn't know me. I was just a drummer. We were the
Now, wait. Now, you know Marshall Thompson, he started off as a drummer as well.
I know.
So
listen, I said, but
he needs to be here for this conversation.
Yeah, he does, and so did I. I started out as drummer and then started singing on the drums. I watched him, okay? Singers didn't know nothing about the band. I got a good friend that used to be in their band, Lewis. You know Lewis? What was his name? Lewis Vance? Lewis, somebody played saxophone? You know what I'm talking about? That was with the Shylights for years. He was
no.
Marshall Annoying. Anyway, let's go back to the conversation, ladies, about me. That's how I got with the band. That's how I started playing drums. And then we'll talk about that when our guest comes, because I'll remind him of certain things in certain instances. I was there. I know this to be true.
Now, let me ask you this, because you jumped to the Ohio Players, but I saw a picture of you, and those are some fine accolades, and I'm glad you got it all down and down packed, shining and polished like the diamond that you are. But I saw you holding some drumsticks on a picture with a group. Were you in a group right before the Ohio Players?
Yeah, I was in a group called The Overnight Load, first it was The Majestics. It was a high school
band. The Majestics, that's the picture I saw.
Yeah, and then it turned into an overnight low, and then it finally turned into the group Sun, who wrote that song Flick Your Bick, and they had a few songs. I wasn't in the band then, but a few of the guys, Marvin Pierce, who played trombone, and also Clarence Chet Willis, who's with the band today. All three of us came out of that band, the Majestics. So we were like,
now, when I see you. All right. So that's out of the Majestics, three members would come to be the core of the Ohio Players, and then around that you built the entire band?
Well, no, you know, when I got in the band, Sugarfoot, Pee-wee, Marshall, and Satch were the primary members of the band. Those guys, most of which are 10 years older than I am, and Sugarfoot was 7 years older than I was. I noticed that with the Shy Lights, they, you know, Marshall was in around 64, whatever, and their hits was from 68 to 74 in that era of time. And so with me getting in the band, I got in the band in 72. I was right at the edge of what, you know, when they was doing all that hit writing and all that stuff, enough to see it. And hear it, of course, and in a lot of cases, be on shows with them, either opening up or second on the act before other acts would, you know, be on their bill, and of course they would be starting the show at the Apollo and a lot of places we were around with them. And so,
wow.
And then in 74, that's when the Ohio Players started to write platinum albums ourselves, and Skin Tight was a platinum album. That was a big song. And the album was a big song. And then subsequently, the next song, Fire, was another platinum album. And Honey was another platinum album. So then, you know, we caught fire in another direction. You know what I mean?
Man, let me tell you something. I have to interject. I have my Ohio Players collection. I have Funky Worm on 45. And when I see you, you will definitely be autographing Funky Worm. I have Skin Tight on the vinyl LP. I have Honey album, okay? And, oh, my goodness. So you all utilize a lot of, y'all put a lot of sisters to work. Your albums were always off the cusp and funky, and we appreciated the artistry because it was never about, even though it shown a woman's beautiful curvature, it was never about sexism. It was always about the art, and we appreciate you for that, unlike music today. But that's why we do what we do, Daisy, myself, Marshall Thompson, Gwen, Nix, James. That's why it's so important to have artists such as yourselves that can go back into time and give us the history. And as we curate this knowledge, this soul school music, it is imperative to know who's still with us, and who do we acknowledge that has gone on? So can you acknowledge for us the original members of the Ohio Players that have gone on now so that we can acknowledge them?
Oh, of course. Satch was the first one to go. Satch passed away in 1995. And then Pee Wee died subsequently, I think a year after that, Ralph Pee Wee Metalbooks. Satch played saxophone and flute, and Pee-wee played trumpet and trombone. And then Sugarfoot died about 6 or 7 years ago. Flutie's been dead. That's Leroy Sugarfoot Bonner. And then Marshall the Rock Jones, who was a bass player, he passed away about 3 years ago. And those are the four original members that were part of the band that had passed. Now, that left out of when it started, there was originally seven of us. And that would be Marvin Pierce, the other guy that came out of the Overnight Low or Majestics. And that would be Billy Beck, who's currently with the band today and our music director today, plays keyboards and all that stuff. And myself would be the seven original members that did all the Mercury stuff and all those recordings and all that stuff, Mr. Mean album, and just all of that. And then in 1976 or 77, we added a couple of other guys. Maybe 75 or 76, we added a couple of guys. I added a percussionist, which is Robert Jones Kaumba. He's still alive, but he's not playing with us. He's been off the road some 2 years. He used to be with us for years. And then we added a guitar player, was, again, out of the Majestics, and that was Clarence Chet Willis. He's a guitar player. He sings lead and background vocals and all that stuff. He is still with the band. Now, those three members, Beverly, and we got in the band, and all of us worked together until 79, 80. But Billy Beck and Chet and myself left the band in 79 or 80 during that period of time and formed a band called Shadow. And we did three albums on Elektra and a couple of albums with Leon Ware, who did some work with Marvin Gaye and stuff like that. And did three albums called Shadow in the early 80s. And then in the mid-80s, Sugarfoot was working on an album with Warner Brothers, and he kind of needed some help. So he called Billy and myself and whatever, and because his first album got denied with Warner Brothers, and he was working on some more tracks and needed some songs. So that put all of us back together again, the writers. And the primary writers for the Ohio Players was Sugarfoot, Billy Beck, and myself. And for the most part, we kind of did everything, Beverly. The band got credit, and that was just the way it was. But we were kind of the workforce of everything that happened, either on
wow.
the writing side, lyric side, or the horn arrangements, or the mixing and mastering. The three of us were involved with all of that. You know, that put us back.
Let me let you.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Let's pause for a second here. Our producer, I know she has a question or two, but I just wanted to say that we're so thankful and grateful for the reunion, and we do acknowledge those that have gone on. They're smiling down as you're continuing to carry that torch in this legacy. And you wouldn't have to need two tambourine players, would you?
Tambourine player. No, I certainly would. Okay. No.
You would. Okay. We always have to ask you. We black and brown. Black and brown. Black and brown.
I'm sure you would.
Okay. Now, do you black and brown?
Huh?
Do you have any questions for our guest, Daisy Brown? Do you have any questions?
I'm very interested in the story that he's telling because, you know, he can do a better job and going forth than I can asking him a question. But I do just want to say that you all were one of my favorite groups back during the day, especially when you came out with Skin Tight. Because I was one of those who was wearing the Skin Tight. That was during my glory days. So I want to thank you guys for that.
Let me just say something. The phenomenal thing about Skin Tight is that is one of those songs that if you had to name that tune in two notes, if you're not a true Ohio Players fan and you don't get Skin Tight, something wrong with you. I'm just going to say that bass line, oh, please.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
Just during the period of time, all it, like Jason said, you know, she was wearing, a lot of people were wearing it. And what we used to do as writers, it's just look and see what was going on in the world. Now, you know, on that album was also Streaking Cheek to Cheek. And on the college campus at that time, kids was going around daggone streaking, you know, whatever. And so that was one of the songs. And, you know, it was about smoking and all kinds of junk. So, you know, we just wrote about things that were happening. And not as much, you know, love songs, although we do have some love songs on there. But not as much that as just things and that were going on and places that we saw was very much prevalent in our songs. Always based around
you know,
the woman, though. Always based around the woman.
And you know what's excuse me. What I extrapolate out of what you just said, one, is that you were watching what was going on in the world. So that's like a level of, you know, as you infuse that in your music, you're actually telling a story about the culture of that time period. And excuse me, sort of like, you know, with the Shy Lights, Give More Power to the People, you know, the Temptations, Ball of Confusion, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, you know, Curtis Mayfield, We're a Winner. You know, certain songs that have given us the drum beat for the period of time. And I never looked at Ohio Players as a deliverer of, I wasn't on the college campus during the time that I was in high school when you know, I was listening to the Ohio Players. But like I said, I got my 45s and my albums right here. And so if you run into me, I'll be the one shoving the records in your face. But excuse me, do you mind if we pause for the cause and take another music break?
Let's do
that. It's by the Ohio Players. All right, well, let's go with, and we want you to set up this song for us, Funky Worm, because we do want to hear more about the inspiration behind the writing of the music, as you have so eloquently focused on. So tell us, what is the inspiration behind Funky Worm? And we're going to play it for our guests and our listeners live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights, Beverly Black, Daisy Brown, holding it down with our guest, James Diamond Williams of the Ohio Players, all to ourselves. Hey.
Hey. What can I say? How can you smell a worm? Okay, what is a worm? A small animal, of course. But a funky worm must be different. He must have a smell, this worm must be, and it goes down in the ground. It has a granny that comes out and talks about the funky worm. It's a novelty song. That, of course, Beverly, I thought was the craziest thing in my life when I had to play it. I was so glad.
Let me tell you something.
Songs like Sweet Sticky Thing. But it's just a novelty song. It's a cute song. I enjoy playing it. Listen to the funky one. It is.
All right.
It's funky. Okay. It is funky, y'all. Here we go.
She's here, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you very much. Granny, they're expecting you. You're a little late, so come right this way. Right in, okay?
What? Say it now.
Yes.
Say it now. Yes. Me and the Ohio Players gonna tell you about a worm. He's the funkiest worm in the world. Okay, say it, fellas.
There's a worm in the ground, yes it is.
That's right.
He is 6 feet tall.
Do we get paid for this?
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to know.
Yes, of course.
We do? Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Yes.
All right.
You're welcome.
Legendary supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters, Only the Strong Survive in 2002. And recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture, Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, joining in on the call with myself, Beverly Black, Daisy Brown, and our guest, James Diamond Williams, is the Godfather himself, Marshall Thompson. Good evening, Godfather. How are you?
Good evening to everyone. You know, I'm sorry I'm pretty late. It's about, I had to do about 5 interviews at the same time, and I'm very glad to be here. For a minute, you can get back to that other interview, but I'm glad to be here for a minute to speak to that super bad wild player.
Hi, we got James Diamond Williams in the building. James Diamond Williams, say hello to the Godfather. You know, you two are both drummers, so, you know, hit sticks.
Hit sticks.
What's up, Marshall? What's going on, man?
How you doing, every shot?
Man, listen, they act like I don't know you around here. They listen, I know you. You don't really know me, but I know you. I've been watching you for years. But telling them, I said, the singers don't know the band, gentlemen, because they was taking all the women home. That's why y'all turned us into bands. But I said, it's nice talking to your partner always. I'm just kidding.
You know, it's a pleasure. I was trying to get to you really early. Than that, but I tried this Facebook Live, but I had 3 different interviews, Facebook Live, and everything was. I said, "Wow, let me get back to my regular show and say
regularly scheduled program." Well, I explained to them that you had called earlier and let me know that some interviews had popped up and that you would be popping in late. And we held it down while you were, handling business, and we're going to continue to handle business. So did you have a favorite memory about the Ohio Players that you can share with James Diamond Williams?
I have a lot of memories with the Ohio Players. I mean, we was together for years. We did shows for years. And also, we was on the same label with Mercury Records together, when we right in Chicago, and when they did their song, we went in and did our song. So we had a great time together. I mean, and one of the greatest groups, one of the greatest sounding groups, recording wise, that ever hit the world. You know, and I tip my hat off to them because they came up with some great tracks.
I know that's right. You know, we were just listening to Funky Worm, and Mr. Diamond Williams was talking about he couldn't wait until they got back to writing, because when they were presented with Funky Worm, you know, it was like, okay, it was a novelty song, this and that and the other. Let me tell you something. We just played Funky Worm. That arrangement and those horns, that's Ohio Players. You can take a Funky Worm, plays a guitar with no hands, pretty good, I might add. That was funky. But the arrangement of the music, you know, it's like you can take a nursery rhyme basically and turn it into a symphony with the arrangements that the level of music that the Ohio Players and the band brings it to. You know, you raise the bar very high for bands out there. You know, I don't know who else is really competing around that area of time. You had Cameo and Compunction, but Ohio Players was knocking it all out the ballpark.
Well,
okay, hands down.
They had their own sound, you know. And,
come on now.
Recording, they recorded a lot here in Chicago. Okay, when we were with Mercury Records together. Okay, they're going, like I said, they go in the studio and do their thing, and we went in the studio and did our thing. And came up, but they always had that sound, you know, and the song of their own. And they had the greatest album covers with the ladies on it. It was ridiculous, I mean you pick up the people who's buying the album just to look at the ladies in front of the cover.
And, you know, we were complimenting them about that because, you know, the artistry was evoked in such music. Let me ask you this, Marshall Thompson, and if you could tell Mr. James Diamond Williams in response, do you remember the Majestics?
I remember the Majestics group. Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, okay, because, you know, he came out of a few different veins of music, and he acquiesced the, matriculated music through so many different universities. You know, it's a good thing that you had a passion for it. See, that's when you have a passion for what you do at a young age like you did, Mr. Williams. That's you'll go through the universities, you'll go through all that you need to go through, you know, and to be bona fide and qualified to do what you do. Matter of fact, I'm going to buy me a pair of drumsticks. I'm going to have me some drumsticks autographed. I ain't playing with neither one of y'all. I'm already got a melodica on order for Marshall Thompson to autograph and teach me how to play at that. How about that?
Is that right? Listen, I got my own autograph sticks. I'll just give you a pair. But let me tell you this.
I'll receive it and believe it.
Marshall was one of the bands in the Shylights that we did a lot of shows with. His band, the Shylights, always had a band that stepped dang near as much as the Shylights did. That was when Lewis was on saxophone. I was telling him, Marshall, you know Lewis, the saxophone player, and y'all had some guys that used to hang out with back when we did the Apollo.
Right.
This was the early 70s. I know I'm right.
Sure was.
And they had all the doo-wop bands. And the Ohio Players was like, because they'd have about five bands on the show at the Apollo.
Sure did.
And if you didn't get back door at a certain time, you didn't get in. You had to pay to get in front.
Absolutely.
The guys were strict. When you didn't get in, you didn't get in. But we would have opened up for a package that had the Shylights and the Delphonics and this and that. All these doo-wop groups, the players would be opening up. We'd have maybe Daisy, Beverly, we have maybe 8 minutes, 12 minutes. So we'd go there and you'd
absolutely
play everything that you could and daggone 12 minutes, and then they snatching you off and they put one of these doo-wop. Now, I had to see this. I watched Marshall and his Shylights kill people from show to show to show. And I told you, and I was the absolute truth. I said, watching the Shylights, because I came out of a band that every band generally had singers. Just in Dayton, Ohio, we didn't have no Shylights. We didn't have nobody who could dang sing. So we said, we'll start singing because we couldn't find no singers. So when we watched the Shylights, because Shylights was one of the bands that had a band that stepped with the Shylights. And we said, we'll start stepping. We'll start singing. Now, in our formation of our songs and the way we wrote songs, the singing groups always had them pauses and them breaks and them accents so they could do them steps. That's the way they always wrote the music. I've been in the music all my life. And appropriately so, the Shylights would hit all the pops and steps and do all that stuff. Bands generally didn't write songs like that because, heck, we wasn't stepping. So we wrote different songs, like Skin Tight. That ain't a stepping song for a band or a singing group. It's just a song. It's just a groove. But we came out with different stuff. Our band did, and likewise other bands, right after the Shylights and right after all those doo-wop groups that were just killing. And they had songs that were just absolutely spot on. Who's going to write songs like that anymore? Nobody. I mean, the songs, the melodies, the daggone storylines, that's the school I came out of to be able to write the songs that we wrote. It was coming out of the school of the Shylights and all those groups of doo-wop groups. That's where music came from in my day and era. And that's all, you know, that's the history.
Well, you come out of a great group. Lewis Minter was my horn player. You know that. You were always on tour with us quite a bit. We, you know.
Yeah.
But we had a great band. The guys wanted to play like you all. It was crazy. The guys were stepping and dancing. I mean, it was just crazy. But we had a wonderful time together.
Well,
yeah,
now
man,
that is awesome. I'm glad to hear the fact that y'all can, you know, reminisce and, you know, we're going to ask you for some final words, and we're going to play some more Ohio music going out, and I'm going to ask you before we go out, Mr. Diamond Williams, to tell us all about Free Roller Coaster, Pain, and Skin Tight. But let me ask you about Let's Love. Earlier you mentioned that you really didn't write a lot of love music, but you know what? I remember when I called you and I was telling you I was having problems getting your music, because, and I've never had this problem where I couldn't download. Well, I have a few times, but they got every Ohio player's song so locked down you can't convert anything, and it's only by the blessings of God that we have had you on Tri-Family Channel on a different platform that I still had these old files with the music. But I didn't have Let's Love, and that's one of my favorite songs by the Ohio Players. So can you tell us about Let's Love, Free, Roller Coaster, Pain, Skin Tight, and any other music that you all composed? And we're going to have any final words and thoughts from Mr. Marshall Thompson and from Mr. James Diamond Williams. And you can catch the archive of this show at blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul, and log on to our parent company, Gumbo for the Soul International.com or soulschoolmusic.org. So back to you, Mr. Thompson and Mr. Williams.
All right, all right. First of all, it's a pleasure having you on the show. And we got to get you back on when we got some time, when we can do the full show, because you all have so many hits under your belts, and I want to hear all the songs again myself. So it's a pleasure being on the show, and it's an honor. And we look to see you all again on the road. I know it's a lot of things. I know we're getting ready to book you all on some of those 40-day tour that we got coming up next. Actually, next starts on the 27th, and they're reaching out from you all right now to put you on some of those dates. So, hey, it's your God's blessing, and God is good. Get to see you very soon.
And I'll text you his phone number.
Right on. Make sure you get the number so I can make sure the agency get it. Okay?
I will. And then go ahead, Mr. Diamond Williams. I'm sorry.
And I was saying, it's always good seeing you, Marshall, you know, and the Charlottes have been like a stable mate to you know, what a lot of bands have come out and been taught from and continue to be. The idea of, what was you talk, Let's Love. You know, we only have two choices in life, and that's the love and hate.
Right.
You know, all we need is love. And the song
that's
says it takes L, O, a V, and the E. It takes you and me together. Let's love, you know, to pass the time away. It's you have a choice, and it's all about the love, you know. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. It's all about the love. And if we concentrate on that, it wouldn't be as much problem. You wouldn't see any divide. If you concentrate on the love, there would be no divide. You know, there's a lot of other songs. I'm going to be free. It's just about, you know, just being free. Just like Sweet Sticky Thing is about Sweet Sticky Thing. You know, there's a lot of songs that group wrote Contradiction is about contradiction. The difference between love and hate. What is contradiction all about? You know, a divide. So there's a lot of songs that the band wrote that had concepts and meanings and musical concepts. And, you know, perhaps we'll have time to talk about that later. But I really appreciate, you know, the fact that you're allowing me to be part of this conversation, talk to Marshall. Again, you know, we respect the band and the group Shy Lights tremendously. We've always been a fan of their music. And Daisy talks too much on the radio. I will say that. She talks too much. And maybe you talk very well. Okay?
Yeah.
So with that being said, I'll let y'all go, okay?
I love
okay,
you,
Daisy, over there, all quiet. I know that's
I
right.
I love you, James.
We Diamond
Williams. All right,
Daisy. All right.
Thank you so much, each and every one of you. And again, our prayers go out to everyone impacted by the September 11th tragedies, and we continue to keep this nation and our world in our thoughts and prayers. Like Mr. James Diamond Williams, our phenomenal guest of the Ohio Players, so stated that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So why don't we give him our love and do what he commanded, and that was to love each other. So we want to thank you. We want to spread love and light to you. Thank you, God Father, for taking out the time. And I know you got a lot on your plate. Thank you, Mr. James Diamond Williams, for taking out your time. And the Queen of Diamonds over there, who talks too much, let Mr. Diamond tell it. We want to thank you as well. So we're going to go out partying. And y'all stay free, because life can be a roller coaster. Don't let the pain get to you. Just keep wearing the skin tight, all right?
You know that's right. I heard that.
Good night, all.
I know you did. Good night. God bless you. Love
bye.
You much.
See you. Bye-bye. Love you too. Bye.
Good night.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free. Oh, away from your smile if I can.
the Lord done gave me a strength now. I'm gonna be free. Think that I'm acting funny.
Oh, girl. Oh, but I'm getting away from you, honey. I'm gonna be free, child. Are you listening? I'm gonna be free. That's all I am. I don't need your loving no more. I'm gonna be free. Oh, Lord, yeah. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tawatha AG, and you're listening to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson on Tribe Family Channel.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.